about today for sure. It's time for your movie reviews, brought to you by Bradshaw and Bryant, seeking justice for the injured. And you can learn more at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. Tim Lammers joins us from DirectConversations.com. Tim, what are we talking about today?
Oh, the movie we've been waiting 2 years for, Kelly. Woo!
Yes.
It's finally here.
Woo!
Yeah, there we go. Woo! Let's whoop it up. Here we go. Yeah. So, new in theaters is Top Gun Maverick. Tom Cruise is back as a fighter pilot, Pete Maverick Mitchell. Maverick is called back into action by Admiral Tom Iceman Kazansky, played by the legendary Val Kilmer. Iceman has ordered Maverick back to the Top Gun program because its group of 10 elite fighter pilots are assigned a deadly mission to destroy a uranium enrichment plant, even though the unnamed country is not sanctioned to enrich uranium. And they need the best pilot in Top Gun history to lead up the mission. Maverick is sharp a pilot as ever, but it won't be easy to prep the young pilots for the mission, especially since the top pilot, Lieutenant Bradley Rooster Bradshaw, played by Miles Teller, is one of them. Rooster is holding a major grudge against Maverick since his dad was Goose, Maverick's co-pilot, who was killed in the original Top Gun. Fans of the original Top Gun will be absolutely thrilled with Top Gun Maverick, since the film has everything you could hope for. The storyline for the sequel takes the story forward, even though it features several parallels to the original film. The action scenes are insane because Cruise and the cast members went with the practical approach and are really flying in these high-tech military jets. Together with some very emotional scenes throughout, Top Gun Maverick is a beautiful bookend to the 1986 film. Top Gun Maverick is new in theaters. Now, also new in theaters is the independent feature Montana Story. Haley Lou Richardson and Owen Teague play a pair of estranged siblings in their early 20s who return home to the family's desolate Montana ranch to care for and effectively say goodbye to their father, who is dying. Saying goodbye is not an easy thing for either of the siblings, though, mainly because the daughter flat out despises her father, and the son feels guilt for not standing up for his sister when things went wrong. The only problem is they're left with getting rid of the ranch, which is in bankruptcy after their father passes away. So the big question is whether the father can be forgiven and if old wounds can be healed between the brother and sisters. Montana Story is a difficult story to confront, and watching these siblings hashing out their differences may make you feel like you've seen this before. From a movie standpoint, the acting is terrific. The filmmaking is solid. The pace is slow, though, and it's not exactly a feel-good movie, especially when they get in with the deep dialogue. Montana Stories is also new in theaters.
Okay, so both of these in theaters. Can you see either one streaming, or is it just theaters only?
Well, just theaters only. I suspect that Montana Story will be on streaming before Top Gun is. Look, part of the reason that they held Top Gun back and Tom Cruise held Top Gun back was this is a big screen experience. And come hell or high water, we're going to wait till the time is right to show this thing in theaters. And I am so glad that they did. A lot of movies really did. I don't want to say caved, but look, I mean, they're huge, huge investments that you just can't sit on.
No.
And so either, you know, the films that did make it into the theaters during the pandemic didn't have that big of an audience. And it, even if they had even a minor audience, they still went to streaming right away.
Yeah.
So, you know, there was a lot of money that, you know, to lose there. So, yeah, I mean, does the financial part come into it? Absolutely it does. Mm-hmm. But Tom Cruise deeply cares about the big screen experience for people. I can't think of any other film actor that I've ever heard of put himself out more and take on these dangerous stunts more than Tom Cruise. So he wants people to experience it, and I'm glad he waited 2 years to let this film, you know, unleash this film for the masses when we could all go back to the theaters to see it.
We've got people here at the office that are so excited about this. I mean, they've got their tickets already. They're talking about it. They can't sleep at night. I'm like, my biggest thing was, you know, I was in love with Tom Cruise for so many years. And he's, you know, he just did such a great job in that. But that movie, ever since I thought it's coming back, I keep thinking of Val Kilmer, who was also a great actor. I know he's had great success, maybe not the level of Tom Cruise, but definitely a great actor. And I've been concerned about him with his health. And I wondered if he would be in this movie, but he is.
Yeah, he is. And actually, he is the only original cast member that came back from the 1986 film. I mean, because obviously a big part of that film was the rivalry between Maverick and Iceman.
Yeah.
And, you know, spoiler, 36 years later, you know, they get on the same page finally.
Yeah.
Right. But that sets the template for this film where, you know, I'm not telling tales out of school to say, you know, their friendship has endured. He called him back because Iceman knows he's the only guy to actually, you know, help pull off this mission. And it is a very, very dangerous mission. So, yeah, I mean, is Val Kilmer in it a lot? No. I mean, it's the sort of thing. I mean, he's in one major scene with Cruise, which is a very emotional scene. But his presence is felt throughout. You know,
good.
He walks into Top Gun offices. There's a picture of Admiral Kazansky, so you can see Val Kilmer there. There's a point where they're communicating. They're texting back and forth. It's like,
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, you feel the presence, though. It's not some it's terrifically done because it's a buildup to this eventual meeting, because you know that meeting is going to come at some point.
Right.
So I don't want to say other than that, you know, his involvement. I will only say that he came back. They worked him into the story in a very sensible way. It was the best possible way to get him involved with this film, which I think, you know, it makes an already great film even greater.
Oh,
right?
That is so good to hear.
Yeah. So people should be excited about Val Kilmer. Obviously, Tom Cruise, we're getting towards the end of the film and my wife leans over and just said, I love Tom Cruise. Well, tell me something I already don't know.
Yeah,
but,
right.
You know, seriously, everybody loves this guy. And it's funny for you and for the people in the office who are so excited about seeing this. I'm sure, you know, there's that Mission Impossible trailer that came out for the next film just ahead of this release. And he drives a motorcycle off a cliff.
Oh, my God.
You know, he's got a parachute or something. We don't know this yet, but this is a huge cliff, right?
So,
I mean, this is a guy who halo jumped. This is a guy who held onto the side of a cargo plane, you know, for the Mission Impossible movies, held his breath underwater for 6 minutes. You know, he's done. He was on the tower in Dubai. That was really him.
Man.
He's done all these stunts. So that just amps up the level of intensity. And there's just something extra special when you see him in these fighter jets, because you know all of this stuff is real.
Man.
It is so incredibly exciting. And again, he is just one of these few guys who is really willing to risk it all to entertain his audiences. He loves the audience. You know, you see him at premieres. He takes time out, you know, good 10, 15 minutes at red carpet premieres to talk with the fans. He loves the experience. He loves work. So it shows in this film, and you can feel it. You not only see it, but you can feel it.
Yeah.
And that's a rare, rare thing.
Now, you did some interviews with Val Kilmer back in the day that we can watch at directconversations.com or listen to.
Yeah, listen to. I mean, look, the sad thing about Val Kilmer, and if you haven't seen the Amazon Prime documentary, Val, is that it chronicles his struggles over the last, 7 years, decade.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he had throat cancer. He got over it, but with the treatment, with the chemo and the radiation, I don't know so much the chemo, but the radiation, he largely lost his ability to speak. So he has to plug a hole in his throat to speak, and it's this low gravelly tone. So, it makes me feel like, my God, these interviews I did with him, you know, for a movie called Kiss Kiss Bang Bang in 2005, it seems all the more poignant now. So I pulled up those interviews off of cassette, Kelly. You remember cassette tape?
Yes, I do.
Yes. And so I put them on my website, directconversation.com, just a couple sound bites from the interview, and then I was with a round table with him prior to that. So,
okay,
you know, it's to salute the guy. I love the guy so much. I love his acting. Tombstone, Heat. I mean, he's done so many great things. Willow, coming out as a Disney series.
That was funny.
And he was in the original Willow. I mean, so yeah, I love the guy. He is a legend. He is an icon. So, you know, I hope that this is a springboard for more here because he's struggled so much. Yeah. So I really hope somehow they work him into more stuff.
Now, he was in something else recently, too, wasn't he? Not just Top Gun. Didn't you tell me a little while back he's been in something?
Yeah, he was in a film called The Birthday Cake, which is an independent mob film, you know, where they explained his, you know, his
condition.
To speak. I mean, he plugged the hole and he did the dialogue with it and all that stuff. So, I mean, there's still roles for him. Just, you know, you have to find something that makes sense in the context of the story. And they did. And again, they do that again with Top Gun Maverick.
Okay, wonderful. Well, I do want to say that if you're wanting to get tickets to see Maverick, you should get your tickets if you're going to plan on going to our Marcus Parkwood Theater, because I do notice that some shows are filling up. If you like to go to the later shows, I know that it looks like there's some available to go to tonight yet, but I would get those tickets because once people realize it's out, I think they're going to head to the theaters and I think this is going to blow up. I think come Monday or Tuesday, I guess, when we all get back together, we're going to see some box office numbers that are crazy. I really
It might be the biggest film of the year. I'm making that prediction right now.
I would not doubt it a bit, especially when, you know, everybody's raving about it. Then and the critics are raving about it, which is all wonderful. That's what we want. We want to know that our heroes are coming back and they're going to nail this movie too. It's going to be fantastic.
It's great to get everybody coming back to the theaters for this. It really is an audience experience.
Right. All right, Tim, thank you so much. Have a wonderful Memorial Day weekend. It's Tim Lammers with your movie reviews. And it's brought to you by Bradshaw and Bryant, seeking justice for the injured. Learn more at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. Top Gun. And there's other movies, too, but that seems to be the one to go to this weekend. Montana Story is the other one we talked about today. It's 10:30. You're listening to It Matters with Kelly Cords. We're coming back with Tri-County Humane Society's Vicki Davis after news.
Authorities will hold another briefing today on the mass shooting at Robb Elementary in Uvalde. It comes as parents question the police response after the shooter stormed the building and killed 19 students and two teachers. Some students offering their own account of that day. ABC's Matt Gutman has more.
10-year-old Gemma Lopez was in a classroom down the hall.
I heard the officers yelling at the shooter.
What did you hear them yelling?
To put the firearm down. And then the shooter said, leave me alone, please. And then he started, like, shooting.
Gemma's best friend killed.
In Houston today, the NRA convention that was scheduled before that shooting gets underway. ABC's Rachel Scott is in Texas.
Today's NRA convention taking place nearly 300 miles from the Uvalde mass shooting. Governor Greg Abbott pulled out at the last minute, but Senator Ted Cruz and former President Donald Trump still expected to speak today.
I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.